The Online Retreat, Week 31, The Guide. Jesus is with us. The mystery of our everyday lives is that Jesus is with us, but we often don't recognize Him. This week we will reflect upon His presence with us as we continue to ask for the grace of joy with Jesus risen.
When Jesus appeared to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus after His resurrection, they didn't know He was with them. They were quite caught up in their discouragement. Good Friday had been devastating to the hopes they had. They were so down because their expectations had died on that Friday. And in their self-pity, there was no room in their imagination for the good news that God was trying to reveal to them.
This week, we want to enter into the road to Emmaus scene and recognize this pattern in our lives. We will try to notice, through our background reflections each day, the ways we get absorbed in problems, discouragements, and worries, and are unable to see Jesus with us.
We want to focus on two key parts of the story. Jesus makes the breakthrough in two ways.
He begins by opening up the Scriptures to them. This is very much what Jesus has been doing for us during this retreat. We have come to understand the story and to appreciate how He came to enter our lives completely. We now know the patterns we face of not wanting to embrace our lives completely, resisting our own diminishment and death. The temptations to riches, honors, and pride abound. Jesus has been confronting our discouragement by revealing Himself to us and inviting us to fall in love with Him and His pattern of giving His life away. And we have seen the scandal of the cross as His revelation that His gift of self is for me. How often our hearts have burned within us.
Jesus then comes into their home with them and ritually gives them a way to recognize Him and remember Him. When He took the bread, they must have seen Him as the one who is there to nourish them with the daily bread that He promised would sustain them. When He blessed it, they must have remembered how He gave thanks to God and placed His life in God's hands. When He broke it, they knew He was the one whose life is broken open to reveal servant love to us. And finally, when He gave it to them, they knew who they were again, His disciples. Isn't this how we come to recognize Him today?
The other helps available in this retreat will help get started with this week. Our joy with Jesus grows this week as we come to know, through His self-revelation, in the way He gives Himself to us in the breaking of the bread, that He is alive and with us.
Some practical help for getting started this week. We use the same practical way of proceeding in this week as we have throughout the retreat.
The mystery we contemplate? Here, it is Jesus alive and present with us, even when in our discouragement we fail to recognize Him.
The grace we ask for. Here again, we desire a deepening sense of joy with Jesus. For most of us, it is often easier to feel sorrow than joy, particularly the joy of another. All week long, we want to find a way to ask God for the gift to enter more deeply into joy for Jesus, risen and alive forever.
Our daily life contemplation. This week we want to imagine the scene of Jesus walking along the road to Emmaus with those two distraught disciples. I want to get into that scene as much as possible, to identify with their saying, "We had different hopes," to recall the story of salvation and the meaning of Jesus' life, which we have contemplated during this retreat, to share the experience of recognition in the breaking of bread.
The daily means. Each morning, among the first things I do is to pause to focus on the grace I desire this week. As I put on my slippers or robe, I will pause for just a moment each morning and recall the dynamic I wish to be so conscious of today. I can go through my day without a sense of Jesus' presence with me, and it's in the brokenness moments that recognition can happen.
Throughout the day, in all the background times, I will return to these thoughts. This will help me be more conscious of Jesus being with me. It will also help me see and experience the discouragement and really dark moments in my day in a very different way. Some examples might help.
I find myself at a meeting with several difficult people, or on the phone listening to a friend talk about a family conflict, or I'm watching TV and seeing the terrible news of war or some violent crime. The moment I feel my spirit start to go down, in the presence of such conflicts or failures, at reconciliation or outright evil, I will do a very brief exercise. I will imagine Jesus taking, blessing, breaking, and giving bread. In that moment, I can be open to the grace of seeing that He is present here, in this situation, being broken and given. If only I open my eyes and see.
I find myself discouraged and beginning to get self-absorbed. Each of us knows by this point in the retreat the situations that occasion this movement. I will do this very brief exercise, acting against that movement. I will imagine Jesus taking, blessing, breaking, and giving me bread. In that moment, I will no longer be alone. I will be opened to experience love and freedom. God's victory over this encounter with sin and death becomes very real. In this breaking of bread moment, in my everyday life, I recognize He is there. I feel the joy, and I feel the freedom this joy gives.
Each night, I will find a brief moment to bring the day together in gratitude. I will remember those times during the day when I felt His presence. I simply express my gratitude. I can feel the peace of those moments preparing my spirit to sleep more peacefully. Going to bed this way each night can make a tremendous difference in our lives.
Make use of the various resources provided for this week. The For the Journey and sample words for our attempts at expression in these are similar words.
As the breaking of bread moments of my week grow, they can form a fabric of presence moments that not only lift my spirit, but offer the gift of abiding presence that the Spirit of Jesus desires for us all, for God's greater glory and the service of others. For the Journey. We turn to Luke's Gospel for his unique resurrection story. Two of Jesus' followers, who failed to see Him in the breaking up of their personal hopes and failed to see Him in the breaking up of His companions, will now recognize Him in the breaking of the bread. As a companion, literally, with bread, is how Jesus comes alongside these two dispirited disciples. Their heads are down, and they see the earth without any hope for the new life that they had sought in the teachings of Jesus. As a companion, He joins their darkness and gently leads them through their reflections on what has recently happened in Jerusalem. Their eyes are dimmer than their spirits, and they find it hard to believe what they saw happen and what they have heard about His resurrection. They didn't see it happen, so for them, it didn't really occur. We watch and listen to their sharing in the rising of Jesus as their hearts burn within them while they listen to this mysterious companion. He is a collector, a finder, and He has risen to raise both those who seek for Him and those who take the road back to Emmaus. We find comfort and great joy in watching Jesus compassionately go out after those who have their hearts and hopes broken. It is so human to doubt and want to turn towards wherever our Emmaus hiding place may be. They freely turn to their own tombs, burying their frustrated plans and fractured friendships. Our self-chosen tombs can be such comfortable resting places. These men are going back, and in meeting Jesus, they will want not to go back, but to return. We have been praying often these past weeks about our own tombs and hiding places, their walls of fears, the locked doors of self-negativity and regret, have been abandoned, and yet we know their comforts and the easily found roads back to their ever-open portals. It is very dark in our tombs, and Jesus constantly invites us into the sunshine. The word consolation literally means with sunshine, and conversely, Desolation means down out of the sunshine. The men we watch these days experience the warmth of the sun and they're being invited out of the darkness. The Eucharistic bread withing remembers them and they want to rejoin their companions who themselves have been called out. We pray this week with the joys of having been found, having been called out into the sunshine. We also pray with the joy in awareness that he will always be collecting his followers in the breaking up of their hearts and hopes. He has risen so that we might have confidence in his grace more than our fragile selves. Easter is forever.
In these are similar words. Dear Jesus, I read the story of the men on the road to Emmaus. I shake my head and wonder, how could they see you, someone they love and trust so much, and then not even recognize you? I'd certainly recognize you, wouldn't I? I feel like we've been through so much together. How could I not see you? Well, except maybe when I'm worried about how successful I am or how I look to others, or wondering why I have to speak up about injustice to the poor when I'm so busy already. I know I fail to be my best self so often, and I know how often you are there in that failure to forgive and support. Now you are with me, breaking bread, giving me not only this powerful way to remember you, but to remind you of who I am with you. I am your disciple, walking along the road, often too distracted to see, and sometimes walking the wrong direction. And then you remind me about what I really need to know. You come disguised as my children, or a dear friend, or an annoying neighbor. In each one of them, you are there, only sometimes you are harder to see. But today, now, in this moment, I know you are with me and I rejoice. I know that even when I forget or can't see clearly, you are there in my heart, guiding, supporting, and loving me. And when I get past the confusion, I feel that passion for you in my heart. As I talked to you on the road to Emmaus, my heart wasn't just warm, Jesus. It was burning inside. I feel so different with you. I feel on fire with love for you. My life is so different with you in it, with such a close relationship with you, and I don't want to let it go. So I forgive myself, as I know you forgive me over and over, for the times when I may not recognize you, or the times I get so caught up in my own cares that I hurt or ignore someone else. Help me to recognize you in everyone around me. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of Jesus in my life. Thank you for the joy I feel, the happiness of having Jesus in my life in this new, deeper, and stronger way. I truly feel the joy of Easter inside me, burning in my heart.